So this morning, we will just be looking at pollutors of heavenly atmospheres. Pollutors of heavenly atmospheres, or you can call it repellers of prosperity. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. When you pollute heavenly atmosphere, you repel prosperity. So I have 20 characters of polluters of heavenly atmosphere. We might just look at three or two today. Amen. Do you want to be a polluter of heavenly atmosphere? Amen. So you need to find out whether you are or you are not. Are we together here? And so that when you are, you can repent of it. I was first service. When you first service, I was the first service yesterday. It was awesome. Pastor Obi finished work, Abi. All right, good. He's used to doing that. Amen. Are we together here? So we're looking at polluters of heavenly atmosphere. Amen. Do you know even God rides on atmospheres? The Bible says that he rides on the wings of the wind. Are we together here? The Lord rides on atmosphere. When the Lord is going to manifest, it needs an atmosphere for his manifestation. Kingship rides on atmospheres generally. Are we together here? When the Lord wants to manifest, he needs an atmosphere. Are we together, friends? So, we're looking at how not to... God rides on atmosphere. Amen. Atmosphere is everything. Are we here? Atmosphere is what? Atmosphere is everything. Atmosphere is everything. Atmosphere is everything. Atmosphere determines content. Atmosphere determines productivity. Atmosphere is everything. And so we need to learn how not to pollute the atmosphere. If you pollute the atmosphere, what you shall receive is pollution. Are you together with me? You are going to receive negative things. A negative atmosphere cannot produce positive things. So atmosphere determines possibilities. Are we together here? So the Lord himself rides the wings of the wind. Are we together here? Around him are 24 elders. And what they shout is not problem, problem, problem. What do they shout? Holy, holy, holy atmosphere. Praise God. I tell you the truth. The reason why men go to beer parlor is atmosphere. Huh? Atmosphere. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Men just, there's an atmosphere of praise in the beer parlor. I'm telling you, if I've never gone to the beer parlor, I've gone. I've started going since I was 15, thereabout. Yeah, 14, 15. Beer parlor is atmosphere of praise. That's why men are there. Nobody, there's no, even when they insult you in beer parlor, it's exciting. The insult is praise. I tell you the truth. Beer parlor is full of healings. That's why people go to club. They just be screaming your name unnecessarily. That's why there's a job called hype man. Hype man. The hype man is a master in creating the atmosphere. And that determines the amount of money that shall be spent. Are you together with me? If you have a stupid hype man, you don't want to... So the hype man keeps talking. Who them be? Where them be? Then get money. And then create an atmosphere, and you are just. It's the atmosphere. What you never planned, what you could have used to buy a duplex, you can. Atmosphere. And you see, that's why those hype men are very important to the entertainment industry. They are not small people. You see a big artist, a global artist, he has in his employee list, he has a hype man that goes with him everywhere in the world. He's just behind him. He's just behind him. He can't sing. He's just screaming. Hey! Ah! Yeah! He's just screaming, and the guy on the stage is he's taking him on his jet everywhere in the world. He must, all of them have hype men. That's their job. You say, what do you do? I hype him. Yeah. Even the kings, Yoruba kings, have hype men. They just stand beside the king, and they are just creating atmosphere. Yeah. And that will determine what the king will do and the king will not do.
Yeah.
They just be singing and saying things, and just the king is just swelling on his throne and wondering, who are we killing today? Who are we blessing? And sometimes when the king is angry, the hype man says things that will calm him down. Atmosphere. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. If you give him the atmosphere. So you see, atmosphere is everything. We joke with atmospheres too much. And so today I'm going to tell you about the polluters of heavenly atmospheres, repellers of prosperity. That's the topic. And I'll give you 20 characters, but we'll do three today. Three characters. Or how you know whether you are a polluter of heavenly atmosphere. Are we together here? The first one I want to mention are the givers of attitude. Yeah. They are polluters of heavenly atmospheres. When you give attitudes. Are we together? You think it's not important. No. Your attitude, especially the negative ones, will pollute the atmosphere. And it will repel prosperity. Attitude. A lot of women have lost their homes because of attitude. Give me Proverbs chapter 21, verse 4, old KJV. New KJV, this is okay. A haughty look, somebody shout a haughty look.
A haughty look.
A proud heart and a plowing of the wicked are sin. So three things are sin. Haughty look. Proud heart, and what? The plowing of the wicked. So God sees, God looks at your face and says you are a sinner. A haughty look is the attitude your body uses. You understand? So don't say I didn't see anything. How did your body behave? God can find out whether, can pick sin in your body language. Say, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. But what attitude did you give? Now, do you expect God to inhabit where there is sin? So it means that this particular attitude, what will happen to you? This particular condition here is going to pollute the atmosphere and what? Repair prosperity. Your look. When you are being rebuked, you are laughing. You are a polluter of heavenly atmosphere. When you are being rebuked, and say, why did you come late? You should not have come late. You are a polluter of heavenly atmosphere. Or when you have been rebuked, and then you are now frowning your face. You are a polluter of heavenly atmosphere. You have caught yourself and the people that are unfortunate to be associated with you from the presence and the glory of God. Are you with me? These are the things we joke with. These are the things we toy with. A haughty look. A proud heart. So you see that God does not just check your heart. He checks your face. Amen.
Amen.
When I rebuke you, I want to know what's on your face. Amen. I want to see what's on your face. I want to see your body language. How many of you feel like tipping a gate man who walks sluggishly to open the gate? You feel like tipping it. His attitude has repelled prosperity. The guy saw you driving from afar. He has been seeing you. He's looking at you like this. Until you got to the gate. He's still there sitting. You now press, pray, and I say, oh. He watched you whilst you park. It's after you are finished parking. He now comes and say, please, you cannot park there. Now, after that, are you willing to tip? If you, who is human, is unwilling to do that, what about God? God asked Cain, he said, why is your countenance falling? Why are you angry? Mobile will one lead you. Are we together here? So you have to, don't say, that's how my face is. This, the way your face is, you will not be favored in life. You are better. If this kind of face will cut you off from favor, why not change the face? Your current face cannot work. Your face is not working. You change it. Paul was preaching and he saw the way. He said, seeing that the man had faith to be healed. What was that? He put his faith on his body language. Are you together with me?
Yes.
He put his faith on his body language. Paul did not discern his faith by the Spirit.
Yes.
God saw his faith in his attitude. Paul saw that guy would have remained a cripple if his faith remains in his heart. He put his faith in his body language, and that was what Paul saw. And because of that, Paul went and raised him. He would have been cut off from prosperity, from healing, if he did not observe. He said, this man heard Paul speaking. Paul observing him. He was not looking at his heart. Observing him. Friends, I have no business going. When I'm preaching, I do not go near anybody looking morose. I don't have business looking at morose. I have no reason to lay my hand. I have no intention. I don't want God to bless the person. I have no plan for the person. I don't see the person. The person is a distractor of my anointing. So I cut off the person from my memory so that what is in me can flow.
Yes.
You said Paul was observing. I was preaching somewhere. Suddenly, I broke into a vision. I saw a lady. They have nearly killed her family people. I was about to pray for her. I said something. She said, I said, don't want to remain like that. Remain like that. I said, remain like that. Remain like that. Your problem is not my. Your problem does not reduce my back. Anything, my God. Remain like that. I said, remain. Enjoy this thing that I'm seeing. This thing, enjoy it. Have fun. Do a bar with it. Use it and mix Gary. Enjoy it. Your attitude. There's an attitude. You need to always bring the right attitude to the table. Listen, you are not, there is no need for us to go and ask God what's in your heart. Do you think that luxury of time exist? We need to go and be asking God. Imagine we have to ask God, what's in everybody's heart? Oh Lord. Well, no, we can't ask God. You show us. Praise God. If you are sorry, don't put your body language to sorry. Don't pocket your two hands and say, I just want you to know that I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Okay? I'm sorry. There's a way the body behaves when it is sorry.
Yeah.
Now we need to see that.
Yeah.
Are we together here?
Yes,
am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
When the preacher is preaching, I say, let somebody shout hallelujah. What does he want? He's creating atmosphere. They say, let everybody shout. That's when you want to keep quiet. When the preacher say amen, he say amen. Why is he saying you say that? Atmosphere. He there's an atmosphere he wants. There's an atmosphere he operates in that he's trying to create. Are we together with me? So when you are giving to attitude, you are giving to releasing your attitudes are. Your attitude, your negative attitude is on the is it loose or leash? Or is on the loose? See, learn to, instead of behaving, learn to talk. A lot of you behave instead of talking. So when you have a feeling, you act it out instead of speaking. And that's why you create a foul atmosphere. You are not happy with your husband, you will not tell him. You just go and say, your food is on the table. If you want to, you go and eat. you are creating an evil atmosphere over your home. So I'm fine. Especially women, am I correct? Yeah, especially women. You have to tame, you have to control. Don't allow your emotion disgrace you. Immediately you come to church, everybody know you and your husband are fighting. Don't allow your emotion disgrace you. Make a decision to always exude the positive attitude that can attract the miracles of God. Am I telling you the truth? So one of the polluters of heavenly atmospheres, repellers of prosperity, are those who give negative attitudes. The second people who are polluters of heavenly atmospheres, I don't even know if that word is correct. Complainers. Those who are always complaining. It's a work of the flesh. Are we together here?
Yes.
Who are always complaining. They always count from what is lacking, not from what is present. That is the warped mindset of complainers. They only count what they don't have. They never count what they have. They always count what is left to be undone. They do not first see what has been done. If you are that kind of person, you always complain. If you need 1 million and you are giving 999,000, see. Your face will change. You will complain about creator of if you want to see. What's happening? I'm a wakirishan. Always complaining. Always complaining. I remember that one time when I was in university, I preached one powerful message. How do I know it's powerful? It's not God that told me, but everybody told me the message was powerful, and I believe they are telling the truth. And one guy came to meet me and said that, wow, he said, I need to talk to me. He said, when I was meant to say brothers, I said guys. He said, I said, you were saying guys. You should have said brothers. That's a polluter of the heavenly atmosphere. Well, out of the many things that was happening there, his guy that was his problem. Always complaining. They never say what is working. They only say the things that are not what? Working. They are complainers. Very difficult to satisfy. If the food is sweet, they will say the plate is not fine. Complainers. You've met them before. When they go to weddings, they will complain about the decoration. Complain about everything. Now, they did not drop any money to join to. Yeah. Have you seen people go leave weddings angry? Such strange souls. Strange souls. If you are such a person, you need to repent. Strange souls. You said they did not give you amala. I asked them. They did not bring it. It's only rice. They said rice. I've been eating rice. Now somebody's you were not in the committee of planting. You did not drop one kobo. You just came and you are not even grateful they give you rice. Yeah. There are people like that. Say muwafu wedine, wafumlunje. They are complainers. Are we together here? They are complainers. There are some men like that too. They never see anything good in their spouses. They complain all the time. They never see good. You see, some people need deliverance. There are a lot of men who need what? Deliverance. They are always complaining. They are always complaining. Jesus too spoke about these people. Jesus Christ said that when John came, he did not eat, he did not do anything. People abuse him. Okay, give me that scripture. Jesus now came. He was eating. He said he's a wine barber. A glutton. He said, what can we do to please you people? Those are complainers. For he said, but to what shall I lack in this generation? It's like children sitting in marketplaces and calling to their companions. And saying, we played the flute for you, you did not dance. We mourned to you, you did not lament. You see, nothing can please this set of people. Eh, run away from them. Oh. They are polluters of heavenly atmosphere. You give them a lift, they say your AC is not. They don't have bicycle. Now, have you seen people who will tell you not to carry more people so that the back will not be tight? In your own car. Now, you brought them into your own car. They are at your mercy. I say, no, I'm going home, I'm going home. I said, I followed this man for that journey. It was too tight behind. This back seat was tight. They will not even thank God. John came neither eating nor drinking. They say he has a demon. They say this guy has a demon. So why is he not eating? The Son of Man came eating and drinking. They say, look, a glutton and a wine barber. A friend of tax collectors and sinners, but wisdom is justified by our children. That is to say, when you look at their life, there is no wisdom there. They can point about what's not working in other people's life, but nothing is working in their life. They are complainers. They say their wife is too short. Their wife is not dark. Their girlfriend is this. Something is that. Always complaining. Always complaining. You have to heal yourself of that. Praise God. Listen, make sure you always have good reports. Even when you have something bad to say later. Sandpaper your mind. Sandpaper your soul. Take away this rubbish out of it. Stop always complaining. Listen, there is no creativity. One of the ways you are a toxic, because we always know about toxic people. But we don't know whether we ourselves are the toxic person. Have people never really check whether they are the toxic one? They say, I'm just walking away from toxicity. I'm walking away from toxicity. You have to learn to walk away from yourself because you hitherto till now, you are the class captain. Are you together with me? Nobody prospers when everything that is always said about the person are negative things. Every time. Learn to say nice things about people. Huh? Learn to what? Say what? Nice things about you too. You know, there are people who never remember when you do good. They never remember your good. They only have an opinion when you have done wrong. You wouldn't even know they see you until you do something wrong. The day you dress well, they will say you are fine. The day you don't dress, they say, hey, see how you are dressed. Yeah. So you have been noticing my dressing. Listen, the more good you say of people, the more trust they will have, you know, in you when you want to now correct them. Learn to have said 20 good things before you say one bad thing. You corrupt the atmosphere. A lot of pastors make this mistake. A lot of pastors make this mistake. A lot. And that's why some pastors, their churches don't grow. And I've said this before. That for every church, every organization, if God sent you, truly, if God sent you, and you have not, God is not angry with you. If you have 10 people, only 2 or 3 people's head will not be correct. 7 people's head will be correct. Focus on those ones.
Yeah.
Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
Focus on those ones. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Always focus on the good. See good. See good in people. Always see good in people. Don't carry a, don't be a critical person. Don't be a complainer. See good in people. There is a lot of good in people. If you look at the madman, see the faith with which he wakes up. There's a lot to learn from the madman. If the Bible can say you should go and learn from an ant, who can't you learn from? Sometimes I just sit down and look at ants. I do a lot. That one, I do it a lot. I'll just sit down and look at those people. Their coordination. When you kill a cockroach and you are irresponsible to carry the cockroach and take it to the... You will see the way they will gather. And you will see the way they are moving. They move fast though. They will be calling themselves. Before you know they have gathered. That big cockroach, they will be turning it small like this. They will turn it. Before you know the journey will start, they would have lifted that cockroach. Those guys, their connectivity, the way they can, I don't know whether they use telephone, the way they can, the message, they will fool one place like this. And they will be moving things. The cockroach, you just see the cockroach has changed location. They are taking it. They will store their bands and then. Whenever you are sweeping your dish and you see dirty things under particular, it's those ants. They are storing stuff, storing food. When all of us have slept in the night, they will eat, enjoy themselves. They will enjoy themselves. So there's a lot to learn from people. Praise God. Some of you will never comment when your friend is doing something good. It's the one that he does bad. And so you need to be careful of the content you are releasing. Okay, what about the good content you have been releasing? What happened to it? When did you talk about the good one? You were there when he was releasing good ones. You always feel the need to be quiet when good is happening. But when bad is happening, bam. Those are polluters of heavenly atmospheres. From such, you turn away. Can I tell you something that might help you?
Yes, sir.
It will liberate you. You see, it's your choice. The criticisms, whose criticism you accept. Don't feel bad that you are not accepting criticism. It's your choice. You need to know, you need to be able to say, I have not put you in the list of those who, you see, because everybody has a negative voice. It's a normal thing. If you are going, how many billion of people do you want to be listening to their opinion? So you have to choose those you have written their name as these are the ones that you are too much. Your opinions are you too much. I can't believe all of you at once. And then you shortlist this and have the list of those you are listening to. And then when somebody who is not in the list say, okay, I don't. My name is not there now. See, I don't need to listen to you. See, your name is not. See, now check. Your name is not there. See, or else you would drown before you even start life. People who have done nothing always have an opinion. See, if you are not careful, you will be a professional doctor. A farmer will have a cancer for you. I said, this thing you are using for operation, that's not easy. You use sickle. Don't you do it? Don't you watch football and you are angry about it? Kuyako babe yena. Do you know how many of us feel coaches, a particular coach should be sacked? Monkey post, you have not table soccer. You have not won a table soccer match. So that coach is a useless coach. He should have removed Pogba and brought him back here. You table. Coach is suffering a lot. He will do something that you think is wrong. When he now walks and he now wins, I say, Kai, that guy. Somebody will score last second of the game. You say, they have a comeback spirit. Last second of the game, they scored. It's possible they didn't score. If they didn't score, our opinion would have changed. Yes. I share with you people about a guy who had serious, was always complaining. Then I was still, I was a younger person. Like this is a long time ago. And they were going to make me a leader of a particular place. And the guy complained and said, no, not this man. He was complaining. He went to meet the general overseer. I said, no, don't make this man a pastor. They said, why? I said, he's a very responsible boy. He is so useless. Service can be going on and he will be playing a game. Now, this is someone who is completely giving. This is me, who is completely giving to ministry work. After 1 year, by the time we scattered everywhere, after 1 year, the guy came to meet me. The lad is calm. He said, I knew you were going to do great things. I knew it from the one you're going to do great things. I remember that same period too. I lost my admission, but the Lord said I should stay there. That my admission has not been lost. The VC came down from the school and told me you have lost your admission. VC came down and said you should go. You have lost your admission. I went to pray. The Lord said you have not lost your admission. So one of my leaders took me to one professor and told the professor about me. The professor told him. He told the pastor. He said, I don't used to like when you bring people like this to me. Irresponsible people like this. He said, do you know that when they set up 5 panels today, 10 panels in this university, I'll be the head of 5 of it. This boy should just go back and go and write jamb or whatever. Next time I saw that man, after some years, I was in his office. I had become the leader of all the Christians on campus. And it was he's the preacher. He said, the day they told me... he had forgotten he had met me. He doesn't know me. He said, the day they told me that you are the leader, I knew that the light has come to this university. Complainers. Lift up your hand and say, I'm not a complainer.
I'm not a complainer.
Are we together here? I said I'll give you 3, but there's still like 5 more of 10 more minutes. Let me give you maybe 2 more. I have 20 actually. 20. Polluters of heavenly atmospheres, repellers of prosperity. Those who don't cooperate. They are polluters of heavenly atmosphere. Yeah. And repellers of destiny. Those who don't cooperate. Do you know if one person doesn't cooperate, a group of people can determine to not execute what they all know they should execute out of just, whoa. There's a way lack of cooperation from one person can just douse people's energy. One person. They never cooperate. See, by the time they sent them to go and spy the land, two says we can. Ten says we cannot. Listen, by the time the ten spoke, the whole community began to cry. Those are polluters of heavenly atmospheres. They never say we can. In Genesis chapter 11 now, we saw a people who says they wanted to build the tower to heaven. And God says, these guys have one mind. Nothing can stop them. God had to introduce superior unity. And says, let us go. He said, if one of us go, their unity will counter my own. He said, let's also go as a Godhead. Indeed, deep. He says, no, go back. And the Lord said, indeed. Somebody shout, indeed.
Indeed.
The people are one. Can I give you another tip in life? I know lately I've just been giving tips. See, when you are a leader, are you listening to me? Before you are thinking of growth, of size, think of oneness. That's the hardest work. Think of what? Any kind of leader they make you. Any kind of leader, whether university or at work or whatever, first think of oneness. When you are one, prosperity is sure. And not just that prosperity is sure, longevity is certain. But when you are big without being one, you see, size is not voice. It is unity that's a voice. It's not size that is voice. So you need to foster unity. Are not be plenty first. If you are plenty, it doesn't mean there's a voice. Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
Indeed, people are one and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing. Let somebody shout nothing.
Nothing.
That they propose to do will be withheld from them. Why? Because they have become what? One. So you can see that to pollute this stuff, you have to be one who doesn't cooperate. Praise God. And listen, if this is your attitude, you always want to be different. You are a polluter of heavenly atmosphere. When people are going this way, you just say, you wanted to go there, but when you find out people are going there, you just... Have you seen people ask questions that the answer does not matter to them? It's just to stress everybody. Everybody's going to say, what if? Especially those who don't want to pay tithe. They'll say, if you are taking your tithe to church and you see an accident, and a woman and a daughter, their head have scattered. Will you use the money to write to you that all the accidents you have seen in your life, you did not stop? It is the day your tithe was with you that you plan to stop. Yeah. There are people like that. There are people like that. They just find out where everybody going. It's a disease. I know what I'm talking about. When, as you are laughing, you are better be talking to yourself. It's a disease. It's not fun that everybody's going like this. They want to go like this. They never cooperate. How did Atiku get the ticket? Cooperation of Northern Elders. That's how Atiku got the ticket. How did Wike miss it? It's not that Wike doesn't have money. Wike had money. In fact, the reason why he's a leader of that party is money. He has the money. But money could not do it. It's cooperation. Tambuwa stepped down. Tambuwa cooperate with the northern agenda. Tambuwa just stepped down. And went to the podium and said, I've stepped down, I'm no more contesting. All my supporters vote for Atiku. Wike was shocked. Was in that instant moment. He found out that he had done the math. Wike would have won. Definitely won. He had over 200 and something votes. Tambuwa was a strong contender. And Tambuwa was not going to take out of Wike's vote. Tambuwa was splitting the northern vote. Not Wike's vote. Wike's vote was a settled vote. Tambuwa carried all his vote and gave it to Atiku. And the what happened was that the former president called him. And northern elders told him to step down. And the man cooperate. Praise God. All this, I will not agree. You are a polluter. Are we together with me?
Yes, sir.
A polluter. Listen, always learn to find out what is the common good. Find out what's the common good and invest in it. Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Cooperate. He says, if these people, as if we have cooperating, he said, not, there is nothing they want to do. Amen. Is that what? That anyone, let's read it. He says, now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. That's the power. Friends, are you seeing this? So powerful. Very powerful. Man and wife, if you guys come together as one, nothing will be withheld from you. Whenever you propose, when there's oneness, you see, can I preach here?
Yes, sir.
The reason why people can't achieve great things is not because there's lack of resources, because there's no oneness. As a church, the reason why we're able to achieve some of the incredible feats that we have achieved is not because we have a lot, it's because we are one. That's where we could move at the pace that we're moving. Praise God. It's oneness. Cooperation. It's letting go of your personal ego, personal desires, and finding out what is the corporate good. Are we together here? Let's see 7. God now said, come. Let us too. It had to be us. Let us go down. And even this our going down, we will not use a Gideon. Let's just make sure there are no more one. Let's confuse their what? Their language. That they may not understand one another's speech. Are you together with me? They might not what? Understand one. And immediately that happened like this. Everything was scattered. They scattered them. That's why we are here. Some of you, that's why all of us are just scattered, fighting ourselves today. Am I preaching here?
Yes,
so can you tell somebody, cooperate with me, cooperate with me. I can't hear you. Tell that person. I say, tell somebody, cooperate with me, cooperate. Amen. Friends, I have seen the wonders cooperation can do. Cooperation. Even in football, when you see a team that is not cooperating, they might have different talents, but they will suffer. Praise God. That's the strength of my most favorite coach, Jose Mourinho. The team becomes one. And everybody's fighting as if it's cooperation. That's number what?
Number three.
Oh, cooperation is number 3. Let me leave it here. We'll have 20. Another day we'll look at it. You know, by the time we're done with this series, and as you apply it to your own sphere, you will see the tremendous impact you begin to make. Even as a church, you are going to see. Look at 20 signs, 20 characters of the polluters of heavenly atmospheres. Repellers of prosperity. When you get this thing right, whatever group you are in, whether you are the head or not, prosperity. So can you say that whenever you are in a group from today, whenever you are in a group, you find out you are not the one complaining. Those are how to use the 3 points I've told you today. Whenever you are in a group, make sure you are not the one what?
Complaining.
Whenever you are in a group, make sure you are not the one giving attitude. You must give a positive attitude. It's not just attitude. You are blocking heaven. Whenever you are in a group, ginger.
Yes.
Okay, what are we doing? You are an attack to the group. Say, okay, what's happening? Even if you plan to do nothing, even if you don't know anything, say, okay, what's happening now? Sorry, what's happening? What is that? You must, that thing is powerful.
Yes.
And just go and say, oh, I won't be able to make it to me. I have wedding. I can't come on. Let's hurry up. Give us of attitude. Do you have any opinion? Do you guys have, everybody will talk, only you will not say anything. I think it's in number 17. Those who never contribute.
Wow.
Ah, they are polluters of atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
You just, everybody is smiling, everybody is happy, everybody is rejoicing. You now take our energy to be finding out whether there's something you know that we don't know. Maybe there's a bomb. Maybe we'll all soon die. You have a knowledge. So while somebody is praising God, they look at you and say, hey. Am I meant to be dancing like this? Hey. And that's why you'll now be shaking your head. Please, when you do that, you are blocking heaven. Let people see you and see heaven. Don't let people see you and think Satan is coming. Face your attitude. It says a haughty look, a proud heart, planning of sin, planning of evil, of wickedness. It says those three things are sin before God. So God is checking your face. See, when you come late to church, you have come late and you are still strolling sluggishly, you are giving a bad attitude.
Yes.
When you come, even if you want to start faking it from the gate, fake it. You have brought healing by faking it. Your boss knows that, okay, your heart is here. That after you come later, I still sluggish. Just say, your attitude just give God praise. Give God praise. You rush down. You rush. Those are the attitudes you should give. You bring prosperity. Are you not tired? They are always asking you what's wrong with you. Okay, what's wrong with you? Say nothing, no. Nothing. It's wealth. You are a what? A polluter and a repeller. So don't do that again. Tell somebody, don't do that again. Listen. I'm giving you action points. Look at me. Also, complainers. Beginning from today, in your unit, don't complain. That after every meeting, they know you have a complaint. You see, don't say you are the one bringing balance. Don't say that. You are the one complaining every time. And the people complain, have you noticed they are the ones who have no impute?
You see, because when you are put impute, you know the cost of impute. So you find it difficult to complain. For example, as a pastor, you will really never hear me criticize another pastor. You know what? I know. It's you that can say, how this pastor? So, me, I cannot say that. So this pastor saw this. We went for one wedding some time ago. I tapped someone beside me. I think, is it some weeks? I can't remember. Was it last year? I'm not sure. I tapped somebody and I said, you will now appreciate relax. You might not be appreciating him before. You just say, he's not making noise. He's not making noise. I said, you can see you're about sleep. You're sleeping here now. You're sleeping. You are sleeping. It's because you are not an MC. You don't know what it costs to get people glued to you. See, 90% of all of us here, if they give you a microphone to MC an event, it's a flop. I say, there's somebody here. Hey, Naim, my papa can't go. You will make a fool of yourself, and your unborn children will not like the tape. You embarrass yourself. So you see, relax ability to criticize an MC will be very difficult for him. Because he knows what it is, what it takes. I know what it takes to pastor. So you will never hear me criticize any pastor. In fact, let me tell you my attitude there. Anytime they are criticizing a pastor, that is when my own muscle will be tough to love the pastor. Yeah. The time they are criticizing Mommy Fuke, Adetumo, I put a picture on my Facebook page. I put it. I wrote a piece about, I have not listened to any message about, I don't like her preaching. I don't. But the day they started criticizing her, I put a picture. There's one pastor in Abuja, people were abusing. It is that time when people abuse him, and I started going to his church. I'll go and wear suit. I put his picture. I put his picture on my DB. People called me and say, have I backslided? Yeah. Because they know that my flow is completely different from his. But I know that the people criticizing him are coming for us. They just want me to join them so that when they come for us, they will have legal ground. I know. They don't like. It's not like they like you because you are speaking the truth. Yes. Any preacher I don't like, the day you want me to like him is the day you complain about him. I will just like him. I will just love the preacher. There's one preacher on my WhatsApp. He's my WhatsApp friend. We know, but the man is going through a lot of criticism. And some of the criticism is correct. But because of that criticism, I consistently sent him text messages. I said, "Did what you are doing, only few people on earth can achieve the feat you are achieving. And I want you to know that I'm here praying for you." And I meant it. I pray for him. Now, I agree with the content of that criticism, but I do not agree with the spirit of it. Yes. And I'm wiser than just being deceived by content. I can test spirit. 99% of complaint and criticism is jealousy. Yes. Envy. And even if you say, I'm not jealous of him, it doesn't mean you are not. It doesn't mean you are not. Okay, this, I'm talking from a pure heart. There's no thought of jealousy. It doesn't mean you are not. We don't have to believe you. So stop complaining. Yes, sir. I said, our boy, only if I can have another. One person was telling one HOD and told their last HOD, he said, I miss you. This unit has not been the same since you left. Can you see that one is here? It's a depeller of prosperity. Pastor, come and end this thing.